103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, 2 for Tuesday, and George McFly, Guns N' Roses 2-for. Guns N' Roses tickets up for grabs. Your chance to qualify again at the top of the hour and then at 4 o'clock, too, today. On the phone with Carlos Garcia, professional bull rider, part of the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour, coming to Thompson Bowling Arena this Saturday. Hey, Carlos.
George.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I think I'm going to call you the Evel Knievel of bull riders.
I guess you could say that.
How many bones have you broken doing it, first of all?
I've lost count of that number, but there's been several.
It still hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, I definitely can tell I'm getting older quickly.
You're good at what you do. Since I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a disc jockey. I remember distinctly, I used to listen not just for the music, but I used to listen for the disc jockeys. Since you were a young kid, you wanted to be a bull rider. How did that come about?
Yeah, it's a unique story, actually. I grew up in upstate New York, and I grew up with a really big family up near Canada, and I had a lot of cousins, and one afternoon we went out there and jumped on all the animals out in the pasture, and we had a hoot doing it, and then we watched the movie 8 Seconds and realized it was an actual sport, and rodeo being a big part of the Western culture, and that's where it all began. And I sold my horses at the time, bought a bunch of bull riding equipment, and my journey began.
What do you like best about the whole sport?
Man, I tell you, obviously we're adrenaline junkies. I've had a long, blessed career of 20 years. And I think the biggest part that I would have to be most grateful for is the people I've been able to meet in the 20 years of riding professional bulls, and also the places I've been able to see. By the time I was 22, I was fortunate enough to see 40 out of 50 states and be able to compete in some of the biggest coliseums across the country.
What's the rowdiest stadium you were at?
They really like their bull riding up in Maine. But
out of the 48 contiguous, I think Maine, as a layperson, me thinking this, would have been the last state on the list. I kept thinking Texas or, you know, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, they love it in Texas and Oklahoma and stuff, but you think about it, and that is where its birthrights are from, probably. So, you know, they can go to a rodeo or a bull riding about every day of the week, no matter where you live in Texas or Oklahoma.
Right.
And it's not really that way up in Maine. So whenever the PBR goes up there, boy, they love it. Anywhere's in the New England area, actually. And like I said, just in this belt, the 81 belt loop and the 40 belt loop, they love it around here, too. These are some of the biggest crowds in the past month and a half. I've competed at the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, to Charleston, West Virginia, to Greenville, South Carolina, and I think they were almost all sold-out crowds. So it's they really love their bull riding around here, too, and I'm glad to be able to be a part of it and be able to compete this weekend at the Thompson Bowling for everybody.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. That's going to be Saturday, Thompson Bowling Arena. I need you to clear up a misnomer. For years, I don't know who I spoke to that gave me wrong information, but I thought they wrapped the bucking straps around the bull's whatnots to get him to buck, but that ain't true, is it?
No. Just like, you know, if anybody ever went on a trail ride with horses and you get to the place that they're taking you on the trail ride, they say, don't touch back here in their flank. And he said, because they'll go to bucking. And so that's kind of the same thing. These are animal athletes that have been genetically bred for 30 to 40 years, and that's just a cotton braided rope that goes around, and it actually helps prevent them from injury. Because what they do, it's not even pulled tight on them. It's just around their flank area, so that whenever they come out of the bucking chutes and they kick, they actually kick up and out rather than kick at their belly or something. So with that, it gives them, they can buck better, and then they won't have a chance of falling or something.
Well, it's the exact opposite of what I heard. That's wonderful news, because instead of feeling injured or feeling uncomfortable, they're ticklish.
Exactly. Yep. It's like somebody tickling her belly. Exactly. Perfect analogy. Actually.
PETA. Well, love hearing that, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend, Saturday, Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour in Knoxville, right here, Thompson Bowling Arena, Saturday, the PBR Knoxville Invitational. Carlos Garcia is one butt kicking bull rider, and I hope you take it all this weekend.
Man, thanks, buddy. I'm going to bring the heat, that's for sure. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you Saturday, Carlos.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. You too. Good people. Carlos Garcia, part of the whole PBR Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. Thompson Bowling Arena, get your tickets through Ticketmaster, 103.5 WIMZ.